This architecture ensures a secure SDLC using code analysis. The process begins with initialization, then progresses through static and dynamic analysis before enforcing compliance, and finally, deployment. Each step is designed for security, leading to a 98.5% efficiency in identifying and mitigating vulnerabilities. This robust pipeline helps create more secure software. The core problem? Ungoverned agent delegation introduces unbounded risk. Think about it: rogue commits, hallucinated requirements, skip tests, and unauthorized deployments, a total mess. Without a system of checks, autonomous agents quickly create a chaotic, unmanageable situation. The CC402 standard offers a solution, a hardened and verifiable pipeline to bring order to agent workflows. This secure pipeline architecture transforms vague business needs into verified requirements through a five-stage lifecycle. Think of it this way: we start with the BRD, the business requirements document, where things can be a little fuzzy. Then, the architecture stage introduces necessary constraints. Implementation puts those plans into action, and validation confirms we're on the right track, increasing certainty. One of the biggest challenges in development is making sure we capture every requirement. In stage one, we're focused on exactly that, aiming for complete extraction and eliminating any orphan requirements. We start with the BRD, often a massive text document. Our system parses this, pulling out all the key information. The result? A structured brdtracker.json file that visually maps how the requirements connect. Intent engineering in stage two is about moving from implicit assumptions to explicit boundaries. Think of it as defining success up front. We need clear objectives or conditions that must be true when we're done. We also pre-resolve architectural trade-offs. Then there's delegation, setting firm limits on how sub-agents spawn. Finally, we establish hard limits, like an absolute rule against modifying the auth.py file. The intent cascade shows how we transform high-level guidelines into precise agent actions. Think of CAUD.MD as establishing our broad constraints, project goals, and principles. Then, ConductorState.json structures our workflow, defining phases and rules. The intent block handles the nuanced trade-offs within each task. Finally, we arrive at the agent prompt, setting the immediate boundaries for execution. Stage 3, implementation diagnostics, is where we really refine the pipeline. Think of it like this: an empty intent block? That's a missed opportunity to define explicit trade-offs. Just passing tests isn't enough validation. We need to aim for a 12-domain completeness check. And orphaned code? Every line should map back to our brdtracker.json file. Aiming for 100% traceability helps ensure nothing gets lost. Completeness. Validation is essentially our mechanical first pass. To proceed to a human review, the system checks 12 key domains. Think of it as a gate. These domains include things like links, dependencies, traceability, coverage, and tests. For example, you'll notice a fail closed status for broken links indicated in orange. Adversarial review in stage 5 is where the magic happens. Think of it as multi-model consensus, ensuring critical decisions get debated, not rubber-stamped. The implementation agent, Sonnet, proposes an artifact, like an intent block, to the critic agent, Opus. Rejection triggers a defect report, feeding back into the system. Only consensus allows passage, triggering an audit. It's a robust system. To guarantee only verified code deploys, we use 6 blocking gates. Think of them as automated checkpoints at key stages: pre and post, BRD, pre and post, implementation, and pre and post release. Each gate operates in one of two modes. Advisory mode flags issues but permits progress. Blocking mode halts the process entirely, demanding code revisions to prevent faulty deployments. Let's walk through our mini SDLC lab progression. First, we parse the BRD, which automatically generates a brdtracker.json file for easy management. Then, we move to the tier matrix, scoring tasks based on complexity. 1 means simple, 5 indicates complex. We then address intent blocks, with a strong focus on the original author's constraints. Next, we validate by building a 3-domain script. The capstone rubric emphasizes a few crucial areas, with 80 being the minimum passing score out of 100 possible points. Architecture and business requirements. Documentation is weighted the most, or 30 points, because we want to see a complete and well-defined extraction and specification. The other key areas are implementation, quality gates, governance and tiering, and presentation. Each of these contribute to the project's overall success. Before submitting your demo, let's confirm full pipeline traceability. This final readiness verification confirms pre-flight checks, like ensuring the BRD extracts cleanly to JSON without any orphaned elements.